Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, everybody. This is the sixth day of walking in health. Good morning, everybody. Wow, it is in the 90s, and it is kind of hot in the South Jersey area. Hopefully, my lovely partner will come on shortly. But we are talking about walking through health on a day-to-day basis. And it is important that we walk in health. Nothing today is important than walking in health and going through a process and being healthy. I could tell you, well, you can probably notice that my mind is not set on actually this program because I'm running rapid today, trying to get things done, trying to make things happen. Yesterday we didn't have a show, and we were supposed to have a show, but things have changed. And here's my lovely partner. I wonder if she's sitting at the desk. I can't get the words out today. But good morning, everybody. Get your journals out. We are going to kind of run through some things and some tips on health. But I just wanted to welcome Dr. Elaine Spann. Are you there this morning? Good morning, Dr. Elaine Spann.
I am here this morning. How are you, Miss Jamie?
I am well. I'm getting better every day. I hope so.
That is awesome news. Good news, people. That is good news. Good news, good news. Yes. Always good to hear that you're doing well.
Always. So you're sitting at your famous desk, or?
I am sitting at the desk this morning and just looking out of my window, looking at the tree, a nice, big, beautiful tree. Leaves are moving a little bit, not a whole lot, but there still is that breeze coming in through the sunshine. So it's a nice, sunny, breezy day.
So you're outside or are you inside?
I'm inside, but you can't tell me I'm inside because when I look out at that tree, it's drawing me outside. So, hey, this window is awesome. I get to see all the beauties of what God has done. So it's a great day. Good for your health, by the way, because I'm able to get that vitamin D coming in through the window. So I'm doing a healthy thing by looking out this window today.
You are, because I just had my air on for a little bit because my room is like a sauna. So I know outside is not, you know, a cool breeze out. I know it's not. So I was like, cool breeze. Wait a minute. Let me check and see where she's at this morning. But because all this week is going to be in the 90s. So, you know.
Yes.
People with air has to have air, so.
Yes.
That is the important thing. My mom was just telling me one of her cousins or friends or whoever, in this heat today, we cannot afford not to have air. Because if you don't have air in your room or air in your house, you can literally pass out and die. You know, and people don't realize that, you know. Okay, well, you know, you got to cut down on your air. You got to cut down on your bill. But, too, it's important that you have air. You have something, you know, that keeps your body cool. You cannot afford to go through a heating season and not have some cool air coming into your room or your area or wherever you're at. Okay, so you want to cut down on your air conditioner, and you don't want to have it throughout the whole room or the whole house. Okay, so just put one in your room. You know, many times you got to do something to have a better life. You know, you can't live today without air. That's the important thing. What do you have to say about that?
Air, you know, we talked about air the other day, you know. am I ready? And when you think about air, you have something, you have to breathe. So that's the bottom line. If you're not breathing, you're not alive. So air is important. You want to stay cool. You don't want to overexert yourself. You want to make sure that you are in a place where your body can regulate itself and you're not overdoing your organs so that eventually they may shut down on you. So if you're in a place where you need air, then, of course, you need to focus on getting some. And if you can't, make up your own air. Take a piece of paper, take it nicely, fold it, fan yourself nice and hard so that you're coming up with your own. That was a good old way. You're coming up with your own air conditioner.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do. Get the job done, but cool that body off.
I remember that.
Back to you, Jamie.
I think last year before I had air, I had like 2, maybe 3 fans in my room because it was so hot, you know, and I can't sleep when it's hot. So if it's hot, you know, because I'm not asleep. So
exactly.
So you gotta have air. You gotta have air. That's an important thing. In this heat today, you know, you can't afford not to have air or have something that after you go into a library or you go into a mall, you know, if you're not staying at home, fine. But, you know, you got to learn how to put some air into your life, into your system. And what I do mostly is I wait until I come home at night, then I turn on my air. Sometimes during the day, I don't really turn it on because I'm not here that long. So that's one way to take down your air system. Sometimes you gotta turn it off, and, you know, just to save your energy, save your air bill. So today we are talking about the second thing is health. This is the sixth day that we're talking about health. I told you to already get your journals out, get your papers out, get your pens out, get something out. To write down some things, jot down some things. And Monday we talked about prepare, because you got to prepare. Every day you got to prepare. As I talk about preparing, you know, a lot of times I not only talk the talk, but I walk the walk. As I can see for right now, my bags are already packed and ready to go, you know, so I don't have to, you know, come back home and get them repacked. Most of the stuff that I need for my day is already packed, is already put in a place where I can just run, get a couple more things, and just go. Sometimes you got to prepare. Prepare is a good word when you're talking about your health. And not only with health, but just in a daily routine. When I get up in the morning, I know to, first of all, get some water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know, you got to prepare your mind, your heart, your body, to get things done. So even if you're not hungry, this is the sixth day. So let's talk about some things for breakfast. Let's talk about, Arlene, some things that you can have for breakfast. A lot of people say, well, just because I'm up 2-3 hours and I'm not hungry, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that
and,
a lot. It doesn't matter.
And something that you did, you posted on Facebook and you had that smoothie. That's, you know, when you don't have time, something as simple as that, a smoothie, or, you know, get yourself a piece of food, or for some, something as simple as an organic boiled egg, and for others you can get things like kale. For others you can just pick up an avocado, and that becomes your breakfast. So breakfast don't have to be considered that, what was the old-time way of it, you know, the sausage, the eggs, the bacon, the grits. All of those are fatty things that's going to add to the demise of your health in some instances if they are fried, especially. But if they are things where, you know, maybe you have broiled or boiled or put in the oven type things, then, you know, that's going to be better for you. But for breakfast, just think in terms of your fruits and your vegetables. And if you want to get a protein in there, you can even get things like almonds, or you can have almond milk, or instead of regular milk. So there's a lot of things you can do for breakfast just to get your body. What you want to do is get your energy going, get your body up and ready to go. And those things will help you in the long run. Back to you, Jamie.
She talked about grits. Wait a minute. Grits. Someone said grits. I love me some grits. Oh, my goodness. She talked about grits. Oh, my goodness. I love grits. A lot of times I also eat oatmeal. If my room is, like, really, really cold, I'll eat some oatmeal. But, you know, majority of the time, I don't eat grits until the fall. But I love me some grits. I went to one of the restaurants last week, and, oh, my goodness, it was just last week, and got me some cheese grits. They were so good. Grits. Sorry. Not to go off on a tangent, but I love me some grits. But, yes. Boiled egg, organic, you know, you got to have organic stuff is also important. But breakfast foods, and here's the thing, and I was thinking about this morning, and I did Google it, and they did say some things. The doctor told me to eat rich in magnesium things. Okay, so I looked it up a couple of times, and... I said, okay, well, what things should I be eating? You know, I eat yogurt already. I eat the oatmeal already. I eat vegetables every night for dinner. Sometimes I even have them during the day. So it's not like I'm not eating rich in magnesium food. You know, spinach, kale. They all, you know, and I said, well... I said, well, you know, if I'm not eating rich in magnesium foods, what could it be, you know? But, you know, it's still a question because a lot of times when, you know, the doctors are still trying to figure out what's going on with everything. But at the same time, I'm questioning, like, what else? you know, magnesium... I did read an article this morning that said people with type 2 diabetes, because that's what I have, I'm not going to ignore it, because that's what I have, has to eat rich in magnesium foods. Okay, so, you know, I've been looking it up a couple of times, and I've been eating just that. And, you know, usually I get off of my regimen, but I need to stick to my diet or my different way of eating because yesterday, it's amazing how I just went to the doctor's, the day before, and I just lost another pound. Quick. It was simple and it was easy, you know, but you got to stick to your diet. You got to stick, whether you have diabetes, type 2, type 1, you got to stick to your diet. You got to stick to your diet. And something I had yesterday was another smoothie. It was, It was a banana smoothie with, I didn't put kale in it. I put yogurt, I put strawberries, and I put some honey and peanut butter. It tasted like a peanut butter smoothie, really. But I didn't post it because I was like, I don't like the peanut butter taste. And it's still sitting in my fridge. I'll drink some more of it today, but it wasn't something that I can post on Facebook and say, hey, it's good. So, you know, you got to, breakfast is important. Breakfast is, let me slow it down a little bit. Breakfast is very, very important, you know. I wake up and I say, I'm not hungry yet. I'll drink some water and I'll say, I'm still not hungry. But I will eat something, like Arlene said, just for energy because it's important. You know, I haven't been drinking my green tea like I should be because I'm so busy running. But that's important too. I wonder if Arlene drinks her green tea.
You bet it.
Do you still drink, like, what, 6 cups of green tea a day?
Well, maybe not exactly 6 cups a day, but I drink quite a bit. It is my go-to drink of choice when all else fails, you know, be it warm, be it chili, be it iced, be it made into my own form of what they call a slurpee. whatever manner, I still, because I'm looking at the value that I get from that tea, I'm looking at what it's doing for my body, and that's the reason that I choose. My choice is to drink that over maybe some of the sugary beverages, such as the sodas that I was just totally something that I would always reach for before, you know. But now I know that it's, you know, it's not one of the healthier choices, so therefore I lean towards the, I just went blank. I need to drink some now because I'm going blank here. The green tea.
But
I need some more green tea. But, you know, but what I was thinking about, something you said earlier, you were talking about you had your strawberries and you said that you had your the yogurt and everything. But, you know, sometimes not all yogurts are created equal. So you have to look at it and make sure that that yogurt doesn't have some of the products in it that you don't need. Because some of them will slip sugar in there, and you know, some will slip that high fructose corn syrup in there that you don't need. So, you know, so you want to make sure that you're looking at that yogurt, because I was listening to you saying that the things that you were doing, and I was listening, it's like, yep, on the checklist of things, you would say, yep, that's good, that's good, that's good, she's right. And it could be the amount that could be one of the things that your doctor's talking about. Well, you know, how much of the fruits and vegetables, how much of the spinach are you eating, how much, you know, and then in what quantities are you doing it, more than just at breakfast, I mean at dinner, are you doing it at lunch? And, you know, so those could be some of the things that you can think about. And when I'm talking with some of my clients, those are some of the things that I share with them too. It's like, in your meal plan, are you putting these things in sometimes or all the time? There's just something to think about, Jamie. As I turn this back over to you. Back to you, Jamie.
Right, and that's true, because I used to, when I was at my nutritionist, I used to have a protein and a vegetable, I think, every meal. No fruit, just a protein and a vegetable. And sometimes she would say, okay, well, now I want you to eat two vegetables a meal and a protein. So, you know, I was like, are you serious? And I had salad. I don't like salad. But then I think it was last year I found a way where I love beets on my salad, which makes it just a little bit better, and I got to try it out again this year because my mom loves salad, and I'm like, oh. But if I have, like, beets and some almonds on it, you know, I'll eat it, you know, a little bit, you know, and sometimes I'll eat it for breakfast or for lunch or a snack or whatever. But that is true. You know, you got to. Vegetables, you can actually eat all day, and most people don't realize that, you know. Most people just get the closest thing to them. You say, I just have some bread, or I just, you know. And it is true, you know, you can't always eat the closest or the quickest thing. You know, most people want it quick and want it microwavable, and that is so not true. That's so not healthy, and it is just important, you know, when you have diabetes, when you have these certain things, when you have these certain foods, you know, and like I said before, preparing is also very important, because this morning I got up and I have all this kale in my fridge, and I said, uh-oh, I forgot to give my sister-in-law some kale, and I was like, oh. So today I got to give her some kale because I freeze most of it. And I said, oh, my God, this kale's been sitting here almost a week. And I don't know, Arlene, if you've ever been there where you go to a fruit stand or a produce junction around your way, and most of the stuff just doesn't look good. You know, I went to the one in Morristown, and I'm saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to get some good stuff here. And, you know, no offense to Mount Morristown, because I love Morristown, but the produce there was not good. And within a couple of days, my stuff was, like, bad, and I was like, ugh. I went in this morning to make a apple and carrot salad, you know, because I said today, I got to eat healthier for lunch. So I went in to, because we always have apples, and the carrots that we bought, I think it was Friday or Saturday, they were just, like, mushy, and they didn't look good, so I just threw them all out. But, you know, and again, it goes back to preparing. What do you prepare? Do you prepare? Do you prepare, like, the closest thing to you because it's hot, or do you prepare because it's important for your health, for your future? You know, your future doesn't begin until you begin to look at the not only the goals and achievements that you have, but also in your health. A lot of people look at business and say, oh, yeah, this business is great. It is great. But are you taking care of you and me as well? I'm taking care of me. It's an everyday process. It's an everyday process. But, Arlene, did you ever, you know, go to a store and realize this stuff looks bad?
You know, Jamie, that's all. When you're dealing with anything that's perishable, that's always something that you're gonna see happen. But then with those items, what I found I'd have to do is, you know, to use them as quickly as I can, because I know that they are perishable. That's the only downside of perishables, are that, you know, they can tend to spoil or decay very quickly. But what I have found is that the benefits outweigh that if I use them as soon as I get them. You know, so when I see them going, some of those, sometimes I'll take them, and they will become my smoothie. I'll take it and look at it like, okay, it's a little too soft for me to eat it whole as an apple, for example. So it's a little bit better prepared for me to eat it in the smoothie form. So some of them, instead of tossing them away, if there still is some use for them, then I will turn them into my smoothie. So it's just something to think about. Yes, you know, if I have sometimes, and especially bananas, because by the time they get a little more ripe, they're kind of sweet. So they become my sugar. So now this is the sugar that I'm going to use. I'm not going to be using anything else with sugar but this banana right now. And so when you do that, what you're doing now is allowing the fruit to become what other people use as artificials. You're using a natural sugar instead of an artificial sugar. But, you know, you have to choose wisely when you go into these farms or go into the markets, and I understand that. But know that this is going to be better for you than something you're going to get in a can, because now you're having that which is as close to nature as possible without being processed. And that's what you want, things that are as the least processed as possible. That's what I choose for. Do they spoil sometimes? Yes, they do. But always think that there's something that you could be doing with that food when it's the food that you have that's closest to nature. So put it in a smoothie. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. I could have did that with my carrots, but they were, my body, and that's true, I could have did that, but my body's so jumps off so crazy. I don't want to chance it. I don't know. Sometimes I think we should talk about our stomachs, because when certain things hit my stomach, it's not a good feeling. You know, it's not a good feeling. My stomach is very sensitive, and that's another subject. Is very sensitive. Some stomachs are strong, others is like, you should never eat that, you know, but that is true. Some of the stuff I do, because when I went to one of the places, the strawberries were not hard, but they were really, really brown. So if they're really brown, you know they're about to go bad, and I was trying to pick some light ones, but there is a way you can you can just look and see how they're, how, what, you know, a lot of people open it up. A lot of people even with fresh stuff, they open up the grapes and they open up the strawberries and stuff. And, you know, a lot of times when you go to Produce Junction or whatever, you know, people are kind of picky. But, Arlene, we are out of time already, so what are some things that you can give these ladies and gentlemen that are listening today? And tell us more about your products and your services.
You know, what I can say is when we're talking about health, again, that's a broad statement, but if you really want to be healthy, the first thing you want to do is look at everything that you do. What are you saying to yourself? That's the most important thing. What are you saying? What's coming out of your mouth? And what I can do is let you know that you are important. Your body matters. Your mind matters. Everything about you matters. You are here with a purpose. So what I offer today is that I do have a book, like Jamie said. That book is about health. It's called Sweats, the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program. In that book, you'll hear stories. You'll see how a transformation was made in my own life and that journey. And I know that from that, someone else will be able to move along in their health as well, because there are health tips in that book for you. And you can find that book on Amazon.com. But if you want to reach out to me, you certainly may do that at ArleneSweats@gmail.com. Again, that's ArleneSweats, SweatsAt gmail.com. Back to you, Jamie.
Negative those grits. No. Awesome. See, she talks about grits. Now I'm going to be thinking grits the rest of my life.
You know, grits are one of those things that turn into sugar. So when you're in a diabetic, or I learned that. I didn't know that all the time. I loved grits, Jamie. So, but when I learned reverse my own, yeah. So that's what it does. That's the reason I said that about the grit. Sorry about that, but back to you, Jamie.
She knew that. She doesn't want to tell me what I can't have, though. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Grits are true. It is a carb, number one, and I understand it is, but, oh, my goodness, grits are... And some things I try and level it out, too. So we'll talk about that on, actually, next week. We're here Monday and Tuesday and on next week, unless something changes. Hopefully not. But I want you to have a great, great rest of the week. This is the last week of July. So enjoy your vacation, your summer vacation. Enjoy your summer job or wherever you're at, and I want to talk to you next week, 10 o'clock, same time, Monday and Tuesday. Have an awesome, awesome week on Jamie's Journal. God bless.